that they might have more to game plan for. You know, that's definitely, that might be a factor. But we all got to go out there and make plays, and when our number's called, you know, try to do something with it. So, I don't know. I don't know how big of a factor it'll be, but hopefully it is. We'll open us up a little bit.
There's been, it hasn't been an easy four-game win streak. There's been things that haven't gone our way, but the way the team has responded to adversity, I think, is the best. When things don't go your way, you keep playing, don't let it get you down, and just keep moving forward. And I think that's something this team has done pretty well. I think that's really just a testament to our coaching staff, getting everyone on the same page, really just coming in here and being up front with us with what they expect out of us. And you know, everybody on this team is kind of on the same page. And we all try to get better every single week. And that's just been our mentality this whole year.
You know, I think I don't think he's worried about that. And I don't think that you can. I think if you really want to be successful in the game, you can't worry about stuff like that. You just got to go out and play. And, you know, obviously it's our job to protect and make sure the Sioux can't get there at all. But, you know, I think Foles is more worried about completing passes and stuff like that rather than Ndamukong Suh. I mean, they're a good front, and that's, you know, why they have so much money involved in that part of the defense. You know, they're very solid front four, especially their interior guys. So, you know, we got our hands full up front from an offensive line perspective. But like you're saying, you know, they rely on them to get pressure on the quarterback. And when that doesn't happen, that's when teams have a little success on them.